Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God, for God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, we keep ourselves close by God, and we take the word of God and we live with by the word of God. One of the things I would love to say tonight to us, until we find out someone's supposed to be on there with us tonight, but I want to know this much. The God we serve is available. He is there for us, and he loves us, and he's showing his love for us, that he has for us. One of the things that I would discuss tonight, I just want to be having an open discussion, so we can just talk. The Bible talks to us consistently about what God is doing for us and through us and by us. It is God himself doing it, not we men, not a woman. Now, when we take the Bible and we take God at his word and we open up the Bible and we find some word that God has been saying to us, when God puts some things down confirming, he does it in such a manner until it calls everybody to take a look. For when I read the Bible and understand what God is saying in the book of John 1 and chapter 1, verses 1, 2. But by you made a good thing to understand what God is doing. We understand the wholeness of God brings us to a point in our lives where we have to just sit down and take our time to say, well, Lord, I know you're in charge of everything that's going on in my life. And the more we trust and believe in God, the more God comes to us and points it out to us. God says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. The one thing I've come to understand with God, God is a merciful God. The Bible tells you and I, God said, I am God, besides me, there is no other God. In the fact that when there is no other God, no matter what nobody else says, God is still God. So we take God, but God puts us to the next level, to the next level. Why does he do that? Because he loves us so much. He brings us to the point. He brings us to the point. When we take what God is saying to us and through us, God has a place for us. When God has a place for us, that place is called Jesus Christ. When I take the WRD, the Word of God, and I'm not going to be fast, I just want you to understand something. When God said this, is when the Galatians chapter 5, as Paul was teaching them, he began to show them something. He said, the only sickness is about you because you have allowed yourself to go to that place. Let me tell you something. We have to take charge of what's going on in our lives. God is such a good God, a merciful God. The God looks upon us and say, okay, I want you to do this for me. He points to us. He manifests himself to us. He brings us to a point of understanding. He says, I am God, and beside me there is none other. So what we do is we keep saying, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing for me. That's all we have to do is say, God, I thank what you're doing for me. May I just say these words to us that we're on the line tonight, what God is doing for us. You're talking to many people that when God looks at us, but we take the demonic attitude that's around us, and now God brings it to a point. The devil doesn't care. The demons from hell, the demons, the fallen angels, don't care nothing about us. What God has done for us, through us, he gave us his son, Jesus Christ. Why do I keep emphasizing his son, Jesus Christ? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's in John chapter 1. We go back to the New Testament, and God said, and God said, let there be, and there was. So what do you mean, let there? What kind of God is this? When you raise the question for the simplicity of God, God will tell you, I am, I spoke myself into existence. What? I spoke myself into existence. Well, if you spoke yourself into existence, how can you help me to understand better? God says it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. The more we have faith to do something, the better off God can do it for us. And the more we take things in a positive, the more God can help us to understand. Beloved, listen to me right quick. May I say this to the whole people out listening out there? God so loved. Now, when he says so loved, God made a man and a woman together. And making that man and woman, the more we go into the Bible and understand, here's what God said. He said, when we understand from Galatians chapter 1, 6 and 7, if I may take my time, I ask you to pray for me. But here's what it said. When we see what God is saying, he says we have to come. He says we take this authority of the gospel. I understand what God is saying before his had his word. When we understand what God is saying, this gospel, I receive this. When you receive it, Paul said, get into the place. Have an understanding with God. Get to a place, Willie Hunter, and God want to talk with you, through you, and by you. Why does he want to do that? Because he's looking at something even better for you. Something even better for you. And something God wants to do about us tonight. God want to take us to another level. And in taking us to another level, God is bringing us to a point of correction. The more God brings to us, when you get a chance, read that Galatians chapter 1. Go further into it and find out what God is saying. When you take a look at what God is saying, when I see also some things that God is saying to all of us, those of us who are born again, what God is saying to all of us, God is so in love what he created. God cannot lie. He cannot lie that I should die, that I should repent. He said, no, I don't have to lie. So when I see what who gives him for his sin, who, when I read the Bible, I understand what it's saying. Who looks on everybody in verse 7, good verse 4. What God has said, he says these words, and I pray God, he said, who give himself for our sins, that he may bring us into the perfect, from the presence of the devil in this present world. Remember what God is saying. God is saying, I will be to make this change. Amen. So when we see what God is saying to us, God loves us so that nobody else can understand what God is saying to us. But at the same time, God is so in love with the truth in us. And the truth that God has put in us makes us come to a point. What I can say, when I look at the words, and I look at the words that God is saying, when I take the words that God is saying, I look at this also. When I look at it, for you has been on my, so that I can talk to you of things about Jesus, Jehovah. Blessings. See, when we talk about the name Jehovah, we're talking about God himself. Jehovah Nisqadu, Jehovah I Am, Jehovah the Precious One, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. Many names that God has. What God brings us to a point in our lives is him orchestrating our life and bringing us to that point. So it's up to you what you want to do. I can say it with love. I can say it with understanding. But God, when I take the word and begin to study the word more, to the best of my ability, begin to see the word and to understand what God is saying. What God is saying. God has put us in a place where he wants to use us. He wants to bless us. He wants to bring us to a point right now. If when you and I come together with the understanding what God wants to do in our lives, it takes us happier. We're not supposed to get sad. The more God does for us, and believe you me, every day we live, there's going to be something going on that we have no control. That's why God said, bring everything, everything that's going on. He said, bring it to me. And I'll tell you what God is saying. He says it to us, and we can believe it, we can receive it. And God will say, God will do it for us. Are you in love with God? I ask that question. Are you in love with God? When you're in love with God, you don't mind doing what God has told you to do. Sometimes there's a cost. There is a cost, a C-O-S-T. It means you got to give up something. Somebody don't like to do that. Somebody don't like to do that. Why? Because they know that what they got to give up, they got to give up bitterness, anger, looking the wrong way, doing the wrong thing. But it comes to a point where we can say, Lord, I need your help. And guess what? God said, I can help you with an understanding. You allow me to be in your life. A lot of people want God in their life, but they don't want to pay the penalty what God is doing for us. There is a penalty. That penalty, the penalty is to die to ourselves that Christ may live in us. A lot of folks don't want to die to themselves. They want to be judgmental. Other people, they want to die to themselves. But the more you take God at his word and you come to an understanding, you can do what God says you need to do. As a result of that, God loves mankind. God loves us. Ain't no thing nobody can do. But see, the thing that God is saying to us, what God has put words, it's not all that. It's not all that. When we see what God is saying, I ask you to take your time and go to the book of Galatians chapter 3, 1 through 10 and 6. Chapter 10, Galatians chapter 3, 10 through 14. And you're going to find some things what Christ has done for us, how God has took the law, how God has took the law and put it into the sharpness of our lives. But that law brings us to a point where we can say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And see, the more you look what God is doing for you, the more you can say, God is so good. Well, what do you mean he's so good? See, God has blessed us tremendously, like never before. But it's up to us. It's up to us. When God blessed us, we have to come to an understanding what God is doing. Beloved, when you take the word of God and let it magnify itself in your bones, when it magnifies itself in your word, when it magnifies itself in the fullness of what you're doing, God comes in and makes it so possible for you to live according to the word of God. And so in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to get quiet and let God have a word to you on this radio. I'm going to be quiet. We're just going to meditate together, and God bless you.
Virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, in the pathway thereof there is no death. Proverbs 13. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. When the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Proverbs 14. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Proverbs 15. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction. But he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, how much more than the hearts of the children of men? The scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it! The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the board of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 16. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue, is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand or join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. The just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man that diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Proverbs 17. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore a fool messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both, are abomination to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow. And the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Proverbs 18. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth
Are you ready to come on?
Yeah.
Okay.
The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it,
hello? No, you have to dial in. I guess so. You have to dial in. Let me get the number to you one more time.
Okay.
714-868-0764.
Okay, I have it written down. Dr. Hunter, I just want to say, because I was just coming from work, and when I come to work, I go to sleep, then I get up, and I have to get my health insurance, and I get, and then I move to this, like, to my mind, and I'm trying to get me to this for the second time.
Okay. No, that's all right, but I tell you what, you can do, you got 30 minutes left to do it. You can do 30 minutes and let it go, okay? We can, go ahead, you got it. Get on the phone and be ready to run.
The Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 19. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way.
Amen. You're on air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is our Dr. Monica Hanchett coming to you from Wichita Falls, Texas, with the Word of God from the book of Matthew. We're going to refresh chapters 1 through chapter 5, then we'll go on to chapter 6 and 7. Basically, you know, the book of Matthew, how he was speaking of the generations of the families that God had created from David to Abraham, and how Jacob had begot Joseph, and he was the husband of Mary. And how I spoke about Mary and Jacob and how he wanted, and Joseph, and how he wanted to, like, quietly get rid of Mary. This is 14 generations, okay? And Joseph and Mary, and chapter 1, verse 19, he wanted to put away, okay, Mary, because of, it wasn't a marriage that they had did, but it was something significant that came out of the birth. When God united Joseph to Mary, which our mind and our thoughts are unlike God, okay, he knew what he was doing. Joseph would have been out of God's perfect realm. But because he didn't do it, and the obedience that he heard in his sleep, that still, small Holy Spirit voice, the consequence was a blessing. See, God forgave the consequences and just blessed him because of his obedience, that he didn't put Mary away because he wasn't a perfect person. God just said, I want to use Mary, but she needs a seed, and you've got a womb. And I want somebody that's a virgin. I want one that's pure. And you are the man of the woman, and the woman is to walk. And Mary didn't know that her son was going to be the one to sacrifice our sin. You don't know what the plans that God has for you. Let's not abort them. Moses was not a college graduate. Moses studied when he taught. Moses didn't know how God was going to use him. Abraham didn't know when he was born that he was going to be the father of all the nations. Okay, his disobedience, he didn't exactly do what God said expeditiously. Abraham was told to leave his family. I just want you. If you look in the mirror, you're just looking at you. Now, the consequence was that the woman turned into a pillar of salt. I know about your dad and all his witchcraft. That's why you can't bring him along. I'm not a man of witchcraft. I'm a man of blessing, says God. I'm a man of healing. Darkness and light have no combination together. Now, bleach is excellent for cleaning the house, and so is ammonia. They're just not good together. Now, darkness is good when you're trying to get you some sleep. But darkness is not great when I created it after 7 o'clock, not 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I want your life to be balanced. I want to have this testimony. I left this book of Matthew, chapter 1, all the way to Revelation, for people to understand that obedience and what it will do for you. And there are people all through the Bible, Enoch, Job, Levi, Joseph, how he had left this great reward for us. It's called the Bible. And it's just biblical instructions before leaving earth. And it's just that simple. So the instruction was, and through the Holy Spirit, not to get rid of Mary. Jesus would have not been born if he would have done so. And see, Jesus had to be born for our sins, because we need to learn the power of choice. There are a lot of things and rules. Just as it is in 2019, it's going to be 2050. There are, along the way, laws and rules are going to change. The heart's not, but that's why we have God. So God is the one that wants doing everything with their finance and with their strength. But in between that time, we're going to see tornadoes. We're going to see hurricanes. Men ain't going to have no power. He's going to need man's power to clean up all the mess. To let you know that I'm breaking some things up here, okay? You're not going to build this city in Babylon. There's no way to get to heaven like that, okay? So I'm going to confuse the language because of your disobedience and how you're trying to get to heaven. But you can read my Bible. You can be obedient to it. You can just say, hey, I want to be this sold-out Christian. And you go to God for it privately, alone. Jesus, obtain your water so you can be pure like Mary. so you can listen to that still small voice, the Holy Spirit, and take heed to it. You know when you listen to your wife. You know when you listen to the mailman. You know when the bus drops by, the yellow cab. Well, it's time for you to know about God and how powerful he is. There is power in obedience. You can choose whom you can serve. And the power that we have over Lucifer, he was tempted, Jesus. So what makes you think we're not going to be tempted? And Jesus knew that God created him. So God created us also. So you just got to get so much more connected to him. And I speak a lot about Lucifer simply because he was up there in the heavens of the heavens. We can get there also. It's just prayer. It's just obedience. It's just not aborting what God has given you. And a lot of it is your talent, your gifts and your talent, being someone's wife, being one place, and having some stability, and then allowing God to grow it from there. Just give it all to God, and no, does not mean never. And when God has put a period, don't turn around and place a question mark there. Just sit still and allow God to drive that steering wheel of yours, okay? That decision alone saves the world. What about your decision? What decisions are you making that's going to save the world? What kind of legacy are you going to leave that people can care about you? You have a choice right now. You have a choice today. God knows there's greatness in you. Satan does also. Now, he's going to do his part, but we have a choice. We have a choice to go to Vegas and spend 777 and lose a house. But there's seven stars in the sky. There's seven seas that God created. There's seven numbers in the phone book. It's something in that seven number. Every 7 years you'll be forgiven. But say, you're gonna come back and say, have you gotten stronger in that area? To show God, okay? He'll place a hedge protection on you because you're praying for it. Then he'll have to go to God to remove the hedge protection like he did with Job. And you deal with your flesh. But you just fight for it. And God's going to see your tears. He's going to see the quality of time that you put into it. And get a rhythm going with it. The way there won't be no distractions, you're going to know that it's not of God. Herod. It is another name. He had this certain hatred over Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 2 because he knew of the greatness that he had. But they were wise men, his edge of protection. So he knew that he was going to be born. And he was blessed even before he was 30, even before he was 13. There is no age limit when God can bless you. God used Sarah beyond her childbearing years just to let you know that I am God. God knows that we're going to lose our patience. He knows what you're going to do to follow out of his first word. He's going to bless you anyway simply because he knows you're going to stay connected to him before you be something that Satan. He realized that their flesh is not 100% Jesus Christ, our God. He knows where you came from. But where you're going, you're going to have to leave all that seed back there. You're going to get down to the root and drown it. I put an anchor on so it cannot be resurrected. I mean, take it and burn it in the quicksand. You got to have your mind made up. I tell you, your heart and your mind and give it to God. Go to different places. Watch different things on television. Change that radio station. Just turn that thing around. And you know better. You want God to do it for you. You can do that. You can live until you're 120 years old. And looking like you just 50, have the energy of one, and leaving something for your children's children. And I don't mean no beat up lawnmower, and I don't mean a stack of bills. I mean houses and land that people are going to want. I mean 5-star education, your own college, learning the Bible, learning the scriptures, having it embedded in your heart, having it inside of you. learning math and science and history. God's got all those blessings for you with your name on it, attached to your social security number. He's just ready to release it to you. And Satan, like Herod, he's going to be after you. But you're going to be so protected, he's going to move you around. The anger's going to be upon you. You're just mad. That's their problem. You keep on standing God's perfect way. Because God sees what you're doing, and your blessings are coming. The same people that curse you, they're going to turn around just in a day. They're going to bless you. If Joseph would have known he had to go to prison to get his blessing, he probably wouldn't even want him. Who are we to say how God is going to bless us? If everything happens in a prison, it's a palace. You've got obedience, you've got to follow. You got structure, you got morals, you got to obey. Now you people overseeing you, now you're overseeing people. It's all about the journey, but the promise is there. Reading God's word, embedding it in your heart, and then preaching about it. Because God wants you to spread his word. He doesn't clear up your mind and give you a place of being content without you being able to be a blessing to him also. You have got the power off of Lucifer. He might tell you, why I can't read, we have Bibles for the blind. I'm not getting read. You can put it on YouTube. You can listen. You can hear very well. Whatever excuse you have, God has got a solution for it. And just preach the word like John the Baptist did. Are you having trouble from God? You mean you just have a hard time listening to him because God's word is powerful and being obedient? If you have a problem with obedience, that's the main reason to go to God and just thank him for what you already have. But he don't have to take nothing from you for you to have to go to him. It's like with your tithes and offerings, you pay him off the top. You don't pay him like he's some kind of waiter, okay? You don't pay him last. He's first in line, before your spouse, before your education. He's the one who has equipped you to get there. That's not forgetting where you came from. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, it goes on to say that Jesus was led up to the Spirit and to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command those stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taking him up to a holy city, and seated him in a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time those dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, and thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, him, and him shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. You are a child of God. You talk back to that devil as if he's trying to take your child. You talk back to that devil as if he's trying to take your mind. You talk back to that devil as if you don't fear him, because he don't fear you. You got to put the fear in him. You got to put him underneath your feet so he can stop attacking you. God does not want you sitting here spending your life talking to foolishness when he had already told you that you belong to him. And see, the crowd is not where it's at. Because sometimes a lot of people can be a lot of problems, okay? And God is not the author of confusion. You know that you belong to God from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet, your dress code, your appearance, the way you talk to people, your career. You belong to God. He will make a way. He will get you out of that rut. You just keep on praying. You keep on fasting. You keep on attending church. You keep on reading that Bible. It's going to happen for you because you're giving it to God. You're crying out to him. He's going to make a way from you. From the north, the south, and the east, and the west. The angels are hearing your prayers. They're going to give it to the highest high. You just pray for the right people in your life and the wrong people under your, out of your life, underneath the blood of Jesus. You want to be covered with the blood. That's your head of protection. And you want to pray to God to teach you how to be a blessing to yourself and then show you how to be a blessing to yourself, okay? You need that grace and that mercy over you, and you need that wisdom. You need that guidance in that direction. You need wisdom. And you need knowledge and understanding of the Bible. And you can always YouTube the people of the Bible. You can always YouTube the chapters of the Bible. You can always YouTube the places of the Bible. So you can be so educated and take it one book at a time. Take it one chapter at a time. As God anoints you to do more, you're going to do far more better things. Then do not allow no one, because of your height, your gender, your socioeconomic, to stop you from being in his perfect will. Your people are going to say, well, these are the people that I like. These are the people that I want to go here. Don't allow no one to make something out of you that God says that's not whom you are. And you got to leave. Live over there. God has something for you, because those are not the people he want to bless you with, no way. And they might have these things, and they might have those things, but it's not the way that God wants you to have them. You'll be blessed. Just one split second at a time, one day at a time. In Matthew chapter 5, he spoke about how people will be blessed. They are poor in spirit. You'll be blessed for them that mourn. You'll be blessed, the ones that are meek. You'll be blessed, you know, the ones that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You'll be blessed when you are pure and whole, when you are a peacemaker. You have all these blessings coming onto you. Yes, the prosecution will come, but God can take care of that also. Jesus could have gotten down off that cross, but he loves you so much. He stood up there, and he took that beating for you. That's how important you are to him. You know, look in the mirror and say, you are number one for yourself. And a lot of times, you might have to change your zip code. And say no to use people in your immediate family, because that demon has been in that generation for a minute. You just might be the first person to get that degree. No, they don't want to see you get it. They're going to constantly be stomping on you, verbally abusing you, emotionally abusing you in the workplace, at home, everywhere you go. They're going to want to know where you're going, where you're going to be, who you're going to be with, so they can abuse you socially, mentally, academically. The devil is a liar. You can get this blessing without the torment. You can have it all, God's way, or be nowhere at all. You do not have to sell your soul to Satan to get that blessing that God wants from you. And you know where it is. God will bless you right here on earth. You go back to the dungeon. You go back to that dungeon and show those people the light until the darkness is not there anymore. You write the judges. You write the people in high power and let them know your heart. And you help those females. You help those men. You unite families together. And you can burn the porn industry. Because our children are our future. And if Joseph was around today, he probably can share the story with you. But God had to leave it in the Bible. And a lot of times, if people want to hide something from you, they put it in a book. Well, this Bible has been around for over 100 years, which is not a long time ago. It is not. But today, it is still saying the same thing. And that's what's not hidden from you. So, you know, you need to go an extra mile. God's going to see that tenacity. He's going to see that hunger for him, that passion, that fire. I mean, it's like a nonstop marathon that you're going on for him. You didn't go 5 miles. You went 515 miles from city to state, state to city. You relaxed here, and you got right back up again. You had a hot meal, and you got back up again. Because you're going national, international, you're on the internet, you're on YouTube, you're on every social media that there can be. You're going to go to every blog and you're going to preach God's word and let those women know you are and you are not Satan, you belong to God. You're going to go to the prisons and you're going to preach it there. And before they even get there, there are evil in high places, but you can be the good person in the high place and turn it around for them so they'll never have to see that. And you can turn the prisons all into a church house to where they're not doing no recidivism. That's how God created you. Why do you think you did? You think God created you to smoke crack? You think God created you to do a form of prostitution? You think God created you for you to be married 6 and 12 times? You think God created you to have kids out of wedlock? God created this earth. It's beautiful. He wants you to learn things outside the Bible. What Adam did 100 years ago, he did. Okay, what your mom did, they did. You know better. They probably didn't know no better. So you do better. When he locks that door, he's got something better for you. You should always want better, more. We enjoy that. Let's keep on going. Get the good fruits out of people. Stop just drinking the meat, drinking the milk, and eat the bone. Eat the meat. Throw out the bone. As God said, you will be blessed. Your prayers are not going hurt. And so we'll go on to Matthew chapter 6. Now, you have your blessings coming to you. But when they thus am, but not thy left hand know what thy right hand does. Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. A lot of times when God blesses you, and when he talks to you, when he talks to you in the highest high of heaven, you're there at the sidewalk, you're there at the waterfall, it's not to be discussed. Your dreams and your goals, your plans, whatever, you give them all to God. Someone questions you about something, you start talking about politics, you start talking about the alligator that you saw. It's nobody else's business but God blesses you with, and what God and you discuss. Loose lips. Sinking ships. Go put a trademark on it. Go put a copyright on it. Go put a patent on it. That is yours. Don't take it and bury it. When God bless you with one thing, he's going to come back in about 5 months, 5 days, 5 hours, 5 years. He want to know what you have done with it. If you don't have no education about it, you pray to him for him to send people to you, or you to go to the right resources so you can get the information so you can capitalize off of it, because that is yours. It's like your Social Security is yours. It's like your blessings are yours. He's going to trust you with small things. If you see someone doing something, knock off of it, you see how great it is. That's the greatness that is inside of you. Yes, he can use a female. Yes, he can use one in a wheelchair. As long as you got your arteries, he can use you in that hospital. Just turn on that television and watch the spiritual channel. He's got that mind of yours, okay? He loves unity. That's power and unity. You want to run your mouth about God's word. He will teach you and he will show you how you'll be so magnificent with another piece in your mouth. But he blessed you with 2 ears and 1 mouth. That's what happened with Joseph. He was a big dreamer and he was just hated. There's nothing wrong with you being that way, but give it to God because you don't have the strength to do it on your own. And many are called, but only few are chosen. The chosen ones have to keep their mouth shut. Because God's got some discipline for you to go through. He's got some obedience for you to go through. He knows that you can handle this. But you're going to have your haters and hatred all around you. Yes, you are. But underneath the blood of Jesus, you can go to the enemy's camp and take back what he took from you. And if you stay in God's presence, you don't have to worry about no one taking anything from you. So, we go on in chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad conscience, as they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward, but thou, when I fasted, anoint thy head and wash thy face. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You don't have to, when you pray, God wants that intimacy. When you're talking to your wife, it's intimate. Well, God blessed you with that wife. So therefore, God wants to bless you, but he doesn't want you talking to him on the street corner. He don't want you talking out loud of that nature. He wants you to pray unto him intimately. No one else around. Have a spot that you have every day about that time. And if you're a single person, you need to pray just that much more. It is written in the book of Matthew chapter 6 when we pray. Feel privately. So God can bless you openly. Or you might say that, well, what about when I go to church and they're praying with me? That is just fine. He sees the unity. He sees that the hedge protection is over you. That means that you have your gas tank is on empty and you need someone to pour into you. He has assigned those people, anointed those people, and appointed those people to you to pray with you also. But it doesn't mean that what you discuss with God up there in the valley, 10,000 feet high, you come down to the sidewalk and you discuss with anybody else. You would tell them anything, and then you'll know your connection with people. Because God is God and God alone. He's a very jealous God. You don't want too many people knowing what they are talking about anyway. So underneath the blood of Jesus, you're learning all these things. How to get our blessing. How to get on the radio. How to go on TV. Preach God's word. Teach God's word. And not have to go back. Go back to our vomit. Well, you might say, well, my mom and my dad, they didn't know. Yeah, but you do though. God's going to use you. He's going to use you to bring your family to him. And he's not going to be talking about it. He's going to be about it. But when you do these things, do not forget where you have come from. So God bless it and he can take it away. So I'm going to close in prayer. Chapter 7. When you pray about these things, don't be judgmental. The speck is out of your eye. You've been pulled out of the pit. You pulled them out of the pit. But don't judge them. Because you're not God. And after all, that was you 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, or 15 years ago. I'm going to close in prayer to my brothers and sisters all across the world. To the young and to the old. Hallelujah. You be blessed. Let no evil rise up against you in Jesus' name. The right people in your life. The wild people out of your life, wisdom, favor, anointing, grace, mercy, healing, forgiveness, character, class, beauty, harvest, prosperity. Millionaire status for everyone. Paying tithes and paying offering with it. Millionaire status for everyone. I need the blood of Jesus in the church house, blessing God's kingdom in television and radio and in your wardrobe. You be blessed.